Random House Audio presents Heartburn by Nora Ephron. Read for you by Meryl Streep. Chapter 1. The first day, I did not think it was funny. I didn't think it was funny the third day, either, but I managed to make a little joke about it. "The most unfair thing about this whole business," I said, "is that I can't even date." Well, you had to be there, as they say, because when I put it down on paper, it doesn't sound funny. But what made it funny, trust me, is the word date, which, when you say it out loud at the end of a sentence, has a wonderful teenage quality. And since I am not a teenager, okay, I'm 38, and since the reason I was hardly in a position to date on first learning that my second husband had taken a lover was that I was 7 months pregnant, I got a laugh on it. Though, for all I know, my group was only laughing because they were trying to cheer me up. I needed cheering up. I was in New York, staying in my father's apartment. I was crying most of the time. And every time I stopped crying, I had to look at my father's incredibly depressing walnut furniture and slate-gray lamps, which made me start crying again. I had gotten on the shuttle to New York a few hours after discovering the affair, which I learned about from a really disgusting inscription to my husband in a book of children's songs she had given him. Children's songs. "Now you can sing these songs to Sam," was part of the disgusting inscription. And I can't begin to tell you how it sent me up the wall, the idea of my 2-year-old child, my baby, involved in some dopey, inscriptive way in this affair between my husband, a fairly short person.